Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin, Daf Tzadik. As we finish our Masechta Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, and we begin on Daf Tzadik on an Aleph at the top of the Omer at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, V'shamei Amrim lo yigarish odom es ishtoi, a person should not divorce his wife, el mekein motzba dvar erva, unless he found that she acted immorally. Shenemar ki motzba erva stover. If he found that she acted immorally, then he should divorce her. The Mefarshim ask a number of obvious questions. We know, we've discussed many times, the Torah tells us that a Kohen is not supposed to marry a Grusha. A Kohen may not marry a woman who's a divorcee. Ask the Mefarshim, if we're learning now that the only reason, according to Beis Shammai, a man may divorce his wife is because Motzaba Ervastava, he found she acted immorally. A Kohen may not live with such a woman anyway. So why does the Torah have to specifically prohibit a Kohen from marrying a Grusha? Furthermore, as we have discussed many times, the Torah, the Chazal, instituted the concept of a Ksuba. And we learned that the reason Chazal instituted the concept of ksuba is shleitei kala be'enav loitzia. Chazal did not want a man to divorce his wife rashly, too quickly. If Beis Shammai is teaching us that the only reason one may divorce his wife is ki motzba ervas dava, because she acted immorally, so then she shouldn't get a ksuba. He should divorce her. So why did Chazal institute a ksuba? So the Mefarshim give many answers to this question. One answer given is that, as we're going to learn in our Shir Mitzvah Shem, even if a husband divorced his wife for not the accepted reasons that the Torah gives us, the halacha is that the divorce is a valid divorce. And that's the case that the Torah speaks to a Kohen. That's the case that Chazal instituted a ksuba for. Another answer, that even though our Gemara, Mitzvah Shem, will discuss at great length in today's shir, under what circumstances one may divorce his wife, and under what circumstances he may not, he should or should not, certainly if both parties, the husband and wife, agree to the divorce, then there is no issue. And that's the case that the Torah or Chazal may be speaking to. Another teretz given is that the discussion that we're having between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel and in the Gemara is only regarding a situation of a nesua. But if the woman is only an arusa, then a husband may divorce his wife, and that's the case that the Torah and Chazal spoke to. And in the last teretz, something is a concept and a situation that we've discussed many times in our Masechta. We actually have discussed that there are times that couples get divorced not because they're on the bad terms. On the contrary, it's out of the husband's concern for his wife that at times he divorces her. We discussed the case that the husband who travels to Medina Sayam travels overseas and is concerned if he will come back, and therefore he divorces his wife. We discussed the case of the husband who doesn't want his wife to have to fall to Yibum or Chalitza, and they got divorced. And therefore, sometimes a divorce isn't necessarily because of a bad situation between the husband and the wife. And that is the case that Chazal instituted the ksuba. And that is the case that the Torah has to tell us that the Kohen still may not marry a Grusha. Beis Hillel, on the other hand, Ha'imrim, afilu gdicha tafshiloi, even if the wife burnt his supper, burnt his food, the halach is they should get divorced. Rashi explains Hadicha Tavshiloi as we just said, that she burnt the food, she oversalted the food, and that is the reason that they may get divorced. Of course, the Chasam Sofer immediately points out, it doesn't mean that Beis Hillel is saying that a couple should get divorced if Hadicha Tavshiloi, that they have to get divorced. Beis Hillel is saying that that is an acceptable reason to get divorced. Moreover, explains the Chasam Sofer, certainly if a husband finds that his wife acts appropriately, that is the wife that the husband should keep, even if there is sometimes an issue. That's Rashi's explanation of Hadicha Tavshiloi. There are other explanations of Chetichav Tavshiloi. The Rambam, as the Chasam Sofer explains the Rambam's opinion, says that Abdichai Tavshiloi means that she doesn't get along with the husband. Another explanation, Abdichai Tavshiloi, Tavshiloi means his children, that she doesn't raise his children in the proper way. Those are explanations of Abdichai Tavshiloi. The Mefarshim, of course, are all bothered, particularly if we're speaking about Beis Hillel, who throughout Shas we find the Beis Hillel is the Mekel, we find the Beis Hillel is always the soft approach, and here a wife that was a gdicha tavshiloi, so she burnt the food, and for that they must get divorced. So I saw that the Torah Tumim explains that Beis Hillel is very much consistent to his approach. Certainly, he says, no one is going to divorce his wife just because she burnt the food. What happened here is, obviously, there are much more serious issues with this woman than just the fact that she burnt the food. However, Beis Hillel doesn't want to embarrass this woman. Not let the world think that the reason they're getting divorced is because of Dichai Tavshiloi, when indeed the reason is a much more serious reason, that we don't want to embarrass the wife in saying it. Another pshat that I saw is that it happens at times that food gets burnt. However, a wife, when she burns the food, could do one of a number of things with it. She could go and say, you know, I'm going to keep the food, I'll eat the burnt part, and I'm going to give my husband the good part. She can say, let's share. We'll share the burnt food. Or she could take an approach that she eats the good food and she gives him the burnt part. Says Beis Hillel, Higdichai Tavshiloi, if she gives him the burnt food and takes for herself only the good part, that is the wife that one should divorce. However, then I saw an interesting pshat from Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld. Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnefeld takes a very different approach. His approach is that if we have a situation where there is a husband who gets so angry that his wife burnt the food, it happens that food gets burnt. It's not something that never happens. And if the food gets burnt, he gets so angry that he wants to divorce her. Tells us Beis Hillel, to the wife's benefit, this is a husband, this is a marriage that you don't want to keep. You don't want to keep, because if a husband can't understand that at times these things can happen, and he immediately gets angry, that's the marriage to terminate. Not on the husband's behalf, actually, it's on the wife's behalf. Continues the Mishnah. Shenemar, how does Beis Hillel come to the opinion? Because the pasuk uses the words kimatzaba erva stover. So erva represents that they're getting divorced because she acted immorally. And the word dover, Beis Hillel tells us, comes to teach us that even for another reason of the dichay tavshiloi, they may get divorced. Kiva says even if he found another woman who is more attractive to him than his current wife, he may divorce her. Because the Torah begins the parasha of the Gittin, the Mefarshim ask Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, who do not agree with Rabbi Kiva, what will they do with this pasuk. So the Marit explains that according to Beis Hillel, we're going to use this pasuk to teach us that even though Beis Hillel just told us that Igdichai Tavshiloi, they may get divorced, it shouldn't be that if she Igdichai Tavshiloi one time, immediately they should get divorced. It has to be in Matzachem Be'enov. There's a constant situation that this wife is not acting and treating her husband properly. That Maritz Teretz. The other Rishat Farshim explain, particularly they explain according to Beis Shammai. The Pri Chodesh explains that the Torah is teaching us that a din that we've learned many times, that the prerogative of divorcing is the husband's. The husband cannot be forced to divorce his wife. That's what we learn from the Pasuk V'Olam Etzachem Be'Einav. The Avos Tzion quotes the Rashba, who explains that what the Torah is teaching us here is that Beis Shammai says that they can only get divorced kimatz ba'ervas dover, if she acted immorally. So of course Beis Shammai is not speaking about a situation where she actually have edim that she acted immorally. For that we don't need the Torah to tell us that he may divorce her. Then he must divorce her, as we have learned many times. What the Torah is teaching us here is that as long as there's a sufficient circumstantial evidence that they acted inappropriately, that she acted inappropriately, that's what the Pasuk that they may get divorced. Says the Gemara, Tanya. Our Gemara begins with a Braisa, Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai discussing the psukim that they learned their respective opinions from. Doesn't the Torah add the word dover, which seems to indicate that not only in a situation of erva where she acted immorally may they get divorced, but even dover? And Beis Shammai says to Beis Hillel, the Torah specifies that it has to be an ervas situation. Amalam Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, "Im nema ervas." Had the Torah only taught us the din of erva, the pasuk of ervas, v'lay nema dover, and the Torah had not also used the word dover, hayisi aimer mishum erva teitze, that the only time a divorce may be granted is in a situation of erva, mishum dover. But if there's another situation, she acted in for different reason, loy teitze. Lekach nema dover. Therefore, the Torah had to say that erva is not the only reason they may get divorced. Vilu nema dama, vloy nema ervas. If the Torah had only used the word dover, not ervas, hayisa aimer mishum dover to nasalacher. That if a couple gets divorced, not because of erva, just because of a different situation, such a woman may remarry. However, mishum erva, if a husband divorced his wife because she acted immorally, like to nasilacher, that woman may not get remarried. Kach nemar ervas. That's what Torah tells us, that even in a case where it was the divorce because of ervas, she may get remarried. Beis Shammai asked the Gemara, according to Beis Shammai, that the only reason that a couple may get divorced is because ervas. High dover may avdile. What would they use the pasuk of dover to teach us? Answers the Braisa. Nema kan dover. The Torah uses the word dover here. Nema lahan dover. The Torah uses the word dover regarding the halachas of edim, as the pasuk says, apishnei edim or apishleishim edim yakim dover, to teach us malahalan, just like the Torah teaches us that regarding all financial matters or other situations, the minimum amount of witnesses you need to have is shnei edim, two witnesses. Afkan, regarding a dvar erva, you have to owe a testimony is only b'shnei edim, with two witnesses. Or Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel, to use the word dover to teach us that there's a different reason to get divorced, not only for erva. Miksiv erva bedover. Beis Hillel argued to Beis Shammai, if your explanation is correct, the Torah should have said erva bidover, to teach us that a dvar erva requires two edim. The Torah doesn't say erva bidover, the Torah says ervas dover. Beis Shammai, on the other hand, say to Beis Hillel, if you're correct that the Torah is teaching us that there are two reasons why a divorce may be granted, either because of erva or because of dover, the Torah should have said miksiv, oy erva, Oy Dover. That's the way the Torah should have expressed itself. The Torah says, Ervas Dover. Beisil. How does Beisil defend themselves? Says Beisil, Lachik Siv Ervas Dover. The Torah specifically uses this ambiguous expression of Ervas Dover, the Mashma Hachi, to teach us the din that a Dvar Erva must have two witnesses, and also to teach us Umash Mahachi, that one can divorce his wife, whether it's a situation of Erva, she acted immorally, or Dover, or there's another offensive situation which gives him the right to divorce his wife. Rav Kiva, on the other hand, held Afilu Matzah Cheres, that even if he found another wife who is to him more who he finds more attractive, that is the woman that he may divorce. Says the Gemara. B'maikamifki. The Gemara wants to understand what is the basis of the machloikis between Rabbi Kiva, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara. B'Reish Lakish, they argue around a concept that Reish Lakish has taught us. Dam Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says, ki. When the Torah uses the word ki, it can mean one of four different meanings. It can mean e, if, dilma, perhaps, ella, but, and the ha, because. Beis Shammai, savri, the way Beis Shammai, and actually Beis Hillel also, explain the pasuk this way. V'hayim lo'yitzim tzuchem be'enof. Ki matzah ba'ervas davar. Why lo'yitzim tzuchem be'enof? Why does the Torah say that she doesn't find favor in his eyes? And therefore, he may divorce her. The ha-matza ba-dervis dava. Because he's explaining ki as the ha. They're explaining ki as the ha. Because, according to Beis Shammai's explanation, the ha-matza ervis dava. Because he found in her ervis dava. According to Beis Hillel, because he found in her either erva, that she acted immorally, or dava, because she... because she acted offensively. Rabbi Kiva Savar. Rabbi Kiva explains the pasuk differently, because according to Rabbi Kiva, these two psukim are to be read as two separate clauses. And the way to understand the psukim is V'haya emlaisim tzuchem ba'ayinav. If she doesn't find favor in his eyes because he prefers someone else, and ki matzaba ervis davar. Here he says ki means, according to him, is inami, if he found in her ervis davar. So the second pasuk comes to teach us another reason they may get divorced. According to Beis Hillel, the key is to be understand if, besides that he might have found another wife who he prefers, also if there's ervis davar, they may get divorced. Tosfos quotes two opinions, how Rabbi Kiva understands the pasuk of Ervas Dover. Because as we have learned, there's machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel how to understand Ervas Dover. According to Beis Shammai, the word Ervas Dover is one point, that if she acted immorally, they should get divorced. According to Beis Hillel, Erva and Dover are separated. Two different reasons why they may get divorced. So the re explains that Rabbi Kiva agrees with Beis Shammai. And that's the simple way of explaining. Beis Shammai says, one reason they may get divorced is because he found another wife, or Matzba Ervas Dover. Because the Re explains, if, according to Beis Shammai, one may divorce his wife just because he found someone else, certainly, if Edir Tevshiloi, they may get divorced. So there's no reason for the Torah, according to Rabbi Kiva, to explain like Beis Hillel that Dover is coming to teach us that if she acted offensively, they may get divorced. So it must be that Rabbi Kiva explains Ervas Dover as Beis Shammai does. That's the Re's explanation. However, Rabbi Chanan, the Rishon Rabbi Chanan, explains that Beis Shammai agrees with Beis Hillel. The question is, if according to Beis Shammai, if according to Rabbi Kiva, one may divorce his wife just because he found someone else, certainly because of a gdiach tevshiloi, he should be allowed to divorce his wife. So why do we need a separate pasuk? So explains the mashal. The explanation is this: if the way to understand according to him is not e if, but rather to understand Rabbi Akiva is oi, another reason. And the Torah is saying, the Torah is listing a number of reasons why a husband may divorce a wife. One is because he found another one. Another one is erva, she acted immorally. Another explanation is because dovar, she acted offensively. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rapapa L'Rava, Loi Matzah, Boi Loi Erva V'Loi Dovar. There's nothing, the woman didn't act immorally, the woman didn't act offensively. Mahu, and the husband divorced her. Do we force them to get remarried? Amalei, Mida Gala Rechmanav Gaba Oynes. The halach is that if somebody violates a Nara Besula, the Torah says he must marry her, and the Torah says, La yuchal l'shalcha kol yomav. Kol yomav ba'amod v'chzer koi. The Torah goes out of its way to teach us that this woman he has to remain married to. And if he were to divorce her, he has to remarry her. Teaches us the Gemara. Hasam hu d'gol rechmona. Specifically regarding the Nara Hamarasa who was violated, does the Torah teach us that he has to remarry her if he divorces her. Aval Hacha, regarding anyone else, even though Beis Sham and Beis Hillel strongly teach us that there's only specific reasons why they should get divorced, if they do get divorced, under for different reasons, Maida Ovid Ovid. So sort of Pnei Yeshua asks, there's an opinion that we've discussed many times, the opinion of Rava from his sect of Tamura, who says, Kol Milsa the Omer Rachmana like Savid, I Ovid like Mahani. Rava's opinion is that if the Torah tells us that we shouldn't do something, if one does it, it doesn't have any halachic validity. So why, if someone divorced his wife for not one of the acceptable reasons, is the halacha that the get is a valid get? Answers the Pnei Yeshua that even the opinion that holds Kamil Slam Rachmana like Savid, I Ovid like Mahani, only holds that opinion regarding something that the Torah expresses as a lav. Here, when the Torah speaks about the reasons for getting divorced, the Torah does not express it in the language of a lav. The Torah says, V'hoyim lo'isimtsa, chen ba'on enov, ki motzva ervas dover, but the Torah doesn't express it as a lav. That's why the halacha says the that's why the Pnei Yeshua says, this is not a situation that we apply the concept of Kamil Slam Rachman al Savid, Yavid Loy Mahani. Amalei Mashash L'Rova, Imliba L'Garsha. If somebody decided to divorce his wife, V'yeshevish Tachta Masham Shesai, and she's unaware of what he wants to do, and they're living together. Machlaitis N'Mefarshim, what does Yeshevish Tachta Masham Shesai mean? Some explain means Tash Mashamita, that they're having relations. However, many Mefarshim say that that is certainly Osir, because the Torah speaks to us, the Gemara speaks about a B'nai Grushas Halev, a couple who the husband decided to divorce her, is considered Grushas Halev, and they certainly not allowed to have intimate relations. So that's why other Mefarshim explain what it means here is someone who they have who just serving him. If a husband decided to divorce his wife, it is inappropriate that that wife should still be serving the husband. Mahu Karalei, so he said regarding this situation, Al Tachrish Areyach Ra, do not think to do bad to your friend, for Yeshev Levatach Itach. The friend trusts you, how do you treat him that way? Tanya Hai Ramei Oimer, Shem Shadeis B'machel. Just like there are different feelings regarding different way people think towards the food they eat, kach deis b'noshim. There are different ways that husbands treat their wife. Yesh l'cha adab, there are people, shezvuv nofel l'tar kaisai, that if a fly falls into his cup, v'zarkai, he throws out the fly, Venushasayu, and he won't drink the beverage that was in the cup. Vizui midas papas ben Yehuda. This is sometimes you have husbands that treat their wives that way. He would close the door, he would lock the door before his wife when he would leave the house and not let her talk with anybody. This is not considered proper conduct. It causes bad feelings between the husband and wife. And besides that, it causes bad feelings between the husband and wife. A woman also needs social interaction. You have another person. This apparently was the common behavior in those times. A fly falls into his cup. He throws out the fly and drinks the rest of the beverage. That was the typical way that people lived in those days. He lets her have social interaction with her brothers and her relatives. However, the continued the braisa, the fly falls into the food, and he eats the food with the fly in it. This is the way a bad person acts. He sees his wife leave the home for Rosh Perua with her head uncovered. For Tava Bashuk, she sews in the marketplace. And a woman's place is called Kfoida Basmelech Pnima. She's supposed to act with sneers. Her clothing is open where it's supposed to be closed. For Adam, and she goes bathing together with men. Ask the Gemara immediately. Adam, a woman who acts in such a way that she goes bathing with other men, that is completely usur. And that is a dvar erva, that certainly they should get divorced. And that's not something that is a question if a divorce is proper or not. Says the Gemara is referring to Makam Shnei Adam Roisim. As the Mefarshim explained, Rashi explains, it's referring to a situation that the men are about to leave the bathhouse, and before the men leave the bathhouse, she already comes into the bathhouse for when it's the mid, what do you call it, men are still there leaving. The Mashah makes an interesting observation. He says, the Braisa, in the first two cases, when it spoke about the fly, spoke about the fly that flew into the cup. In the last case, it spoke about the fly that flew into the pot of food. Why did the Braisa change the example? Explains the Mashah. In the first two cases, the person is not eating the fly. He says it's very unacceptable and very not to be assumed that a person is going to eat a fly outright. So must be referring to situation, says the Mashah, that it's where the fly is in the food, and since the fly in the food, it's not that obvious. And that's the last case. That's the Mashah's explanation. However, the Rishash and the Gra explain the Gemara in the following manner. The halacha is, one is not allowed to eat a fly. It's asur to be eaten. And that's why, in the first two cases, it's very well understood. The fly is removed, because a person is not allowed to eat a fly. However, the last case, the fly, if it were whole and noticeable, one may not eat it, it's asur to eat it. So, explains the Gemara, it's referring to a case that the fly is in a pot of food, that it was dissolved. So number one, it's no longer a barrier. Number two, it's not even noticeable. And most of all, a fly is a nice and tam l'pgam. It gives a bad taste, and that's why there is no halachic isser of macholos asuris of eating this pot of food with the fly in it. Says the Gemara, zu mitzvah Torah legarsha. A woman who acts immorally, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to divorce such a woman. Shenemar, kimatzba ervis dava, v'shulchim abeisa. She's divorce her. V'holcha v'hoisa lish acher, hakosav kara acher. The Torah calls him acher. Loima, ainza ben zugal rishin. the second husband who takes such a wife in is not like the first husband. Zu hoitzi rishma beisai. The first husband, when he saw his wife acting improperly, divorced her. Zu hichnas rishma beisai, and he took in a woman who acted improperly to his home. Zoch sheni, if the sheni is merits, shulcha, he will also divorce her. Shnema, as the pasuk continues, snei ish achron, the second husband will come to hate her, v'shulcha mebeisai. Mlav, however, if he does not divorce her, kavrasai, she will bury him. Shnemar, kiyamus ish achron, kedayu b'misa, he is deserving of death. Shezah hoitzu rishim etoich beisai, this first husband sent the woman who acts improperly away from his home, and he brought her into her home. The pasuk says in Malachi, Kisone shalach, somebody who sends away is despised. If you hate your wife, shalach. And as the Rishonim explained, Rabbi Huda holds like a Rekiva, that a couple may get divorced if he finds someone else nicer. In the same opinion, if you hate her, shlach, divorce her. Rabbi Yochanan, on the other hand, holds sonei hamishleach. Someone who sends a wife away without a good reason is hated. And as the Rishonim explain, even according to Rekiva, who we learned at the beginning of the shiur holds, higdichay tavshiloi, if she burnt the food, they may get divorced. Rabbi Hillel certainly agrees that one should avoid divorcing his wife, and divorce is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu despises. However, says the Gemara V'loi Pligi, there is no machlokes. Hob is a Grishon regarding a first marriage. Rabbi Yochanan is saying divorce should try to be avoided. Hob is a Ksheni regarding a second marriage, it's not the same. The Maram Shif explains, what does the Gemara mean when it speaks about a Zug Rishon? He says it refers to a Bachar who marries a Basula. A person who was never married, marrying a woman who was never married. Domer Belozer, Kol Megarish Ishtei Rishona, whoever divorces his first wife, Afilu Mizbeach Moral of Demos. The Mizbeach sheds tears. Shnem V'zoi Sheinus Tasu. As the Pasuk continues there, Kasoi Stimaz Mizbeach Hashem. It causes the Mizbeach of Hashem to be covered by tears. Bechiva Noka, crying and sighing. Me'eir oit p'noisam mincha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will no longer turn to our current minchas. U'lkachas ritzoi miyadchem. Or to receive from us our kabonis. V'amartam alma. And the question is, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu turning away from us? Aki Hashem heid beincha or men ishus nerecha. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says witness between regarding a husband and your wife of your youth, Ashat Begadataba, that you have betrayed her, Vichi Chaveritcha Veshis Bereis Secha, isn't she your companion, your wife from the beginning? You should not get divorced. Mefarshim give many explanations of why specifically the Mizbeach cries when a couple gets divorced. Some explain that a couple during the first marriage is very likely to have Baruch Hashem children, and therefore the wife brings various kabonas, kinezovim, kinezovois, yoldois, all of these wonderful kabonas that are brought when people have children, and therefore now that this couple is getting divorced, the couple that brought all of these kabonas, the Mizbeach cries because of that. That's one pshat. Another pshat, we remember by the parashas Korach, the Torah teaches us that they brought the machtos and the choshes, and the machtos and the choshes were the pans in which they brought their kapiris, and ultimately those machtos and the choshes, when the adas Korach were proven that they acted improperly, they were used, says the pasuk, v'irakum tzipri l'mizbeach zikaron l'bnei Yisrael. They were used to plate the mizbeach. So the Torah is teaching us what the Mizbeach is, a constant reminder of the terrible thing that Machloikis represents, as the Adas Korach represents Machloikis, and therefore the Mizbeach, when a couple is getting divorced, particularly cries. Another pshat that I saw is that the Mizbeach is very accustomed to people crying. People would bring kabbonis, the Tzitzel Yezer says this pshat, and as they would bring their kabbonis, they would say vidui, and they would cry for the averis that they did. So tears is not something uncommon to the Mizbeach. But teaches us the Gemara, that when a couple, specifically a Zivik Rishon, a couple that got married together when they were young, get divorced, even the Mizbeach, which is so accustomed to tears, Mayur Damas, that Mizbeach now cries, the terrible thing that happened here, how this couple, now Nebuch, is getting divorced. Another pshat that I saw, is we know that the Gemara says that the word Ish is spelled Aleph Yod Shin. The word Isha is spelled Aleph Shin Hey. Explains the Mashah that's the word Ish. But there's an extra Yod by the word of the by the husband, an extra Hey by the Isha. Ish for Isha. If a husband and wife live harmoniously, they have Ka. They have Shem Hashem with them. They have the Shekhinah with them. But if unfortunately they don't, then there's Eish. The Mizbeach, which represents the Eish, the Eish HaMachloikis, what's left of a couple, if they get divorced, is they take the Ka, they take the Shekhinah away from themselves, and they're just left with the Eish, the fire, just like the Mizbeach, represents Eish. The Oilel of Ephraim says a very interesting pshat. He says, if one looks into the Parshas HaMizbeach in the Chumash, every letter of the Alabeis is mentioned there. And we now begin to end our Masechta the way we began our Masechta. We began the Masechta, we discussed why the word get, what the word get represents, a get isha, a bill of divorce. In the Parshas HaMizbeach, every letter of the Alabeis appears besides the letters Gimel and Tes, which represents get. And the Mizbeach cannot withstand the get. And that's why when Rachmana Tzlan, there is a get, the Mizbeach sheds tears. Why can't the Mizbeach, he explains, bear a get? Because he explains that we know, as we learn in Parashas Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava, there was a HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them together as one being, and the offer, the earth from which Adam and Chava were created, was the Afar HaMizbeach, the earth of the Mizbeach. Now the Mizbeach says that earth, which represents a couple that were created together, a Zivik Rishon is a Zivik Min HaShemayim, it's the couple that were created together, that couple that was created from the earth under me now is breaking up. That is the reason why I can't have the letter Gimel and Tes in my parasha. And that is something that I cannot withstand. Another explanation is the Mizbeach represents Simcha. When a person would bring a carbon and he had a kapara, he had Simcha. A divorce represents just the opposite of Simcha. And therefore, when the Mizbeach cries, when there's the opposite of Simcha, because the Mizbeach represents Simcha. And one final pshat. As we have learned so many times in our Masechta, we've discussed that Gerushin represents a divorce between a husband and wife, but we have also explained that Gerushin can represent a separation between us and a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So we say, particularly at this time of the year, we'll be Messiah Masechta Gerushin. We'll be Mespalta HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Gerushin, that the separation that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, there should be a Siyam. There should be an end to that Gerushin. And we should begin Kedushin. We should begin a time when we will be married HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we say, V'arastach li la'olam, we should remain married to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what is the way that a Jew can develop that close connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be mezdabik with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah tziva lana Moshe, my Rosha kilas Yaakov, al tikri my Rosha ela murasa. Through learning the Torah, we become murasa, we become mekudeshes, we become married, we become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help us that in the schus of the Liman HaTorah, we should be zoicha, Torah tziva lana Moshe, my Rosha kilas Yaakov, we should be zoicha to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zoicha, my Rosha, that we should be those that inherit the Torah and then pass on the Torah to future generations, and that we should always be zoicha to v'atem hadveikim b'Hashem alakeichem chayim. We should have chayim toivim v'sholoim chayim kulchem hayoim.